There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
My friends, Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing play, for spending a little time with me. It's going to be the craziest, most ridiculous show that you've ever watched on this channel. All right, maybe the second craziest. They're all nuts, right? It's a robot takeover. Oh, good grief. It's like every sci-fi movie that I grew up on when I was a young Jacob. E.T. Elon's putting out posters of E.T. with the AI. Back to the Future. He's got the new car going. All of this stuff. It's nuts. We're going to be talking about the two wizards coming together. The Dark Wizard, the Dark Lord, the Dark MAGA, and the Trump. Is there a category for the Trumpster? Listen, the world has gotten so ridiculous. Yeah! I don't know. I get more excited putting my shows together than I do watching TV, because the stuff that's on TV... streaming services, whatever. I don't even know. Do they even do TV anymore? Is TV even a thing? Tell a lie to your vision? Is that even a thing anymore? Everything's like Netflix and Hulu and Apple and all this stuff. I don't know what to make of things, but I'll tell you one thing. It's all boring. It's all boring. Every night when the Dan and I lay down and watch TV, all I got to do is I'm looking. I'm always looking. I'm always looking. There's more stuff going on in the real world, if you want to call it that, because I think it's a simulation. I mean, really. I don't know if you saw, but they just had the huge event for Tesla, okay? You know the Optimus bot? A while ago, we talked about the Optimus bot, which, by the way, for those of you that have been around on the channel long enough, yeah, it's been a long time coming to see this come to fruition. If you didn't see any of the videos online, it was amazing. You got Optimus, he's serving drinks.
Can you do the peace sign?
I got another one.
There you go. You got a group of optimists, like in some dystopian, I don't know, stripper bar dancing. You got optimists having conversations with locals about how nice the hiking is in certain areas that they live.
Oh, where do you live in San Jose? Do you live in Mountain Valley, or do you live in the Santa Teresa area?
No, I live in Los Gatos.
Los Gatos, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice area.
Where do you live?
Beautiful hiking out here out there.
They had the big Wee Robot, show. You know, that's the thing that I love about Elon. He doesn't mess around. He gets right to it. You know, the name of the place on Mars, that's the civilization's going to start, is called Terminus. If you remember, you know, the zombie TV show, Terminus was where everybody cannibalized everybody. It was a pretty dystopian, terrible thing. In the Walking Dead, Terminus, you're going to name it that. That's ironic. He names the event Wee Robot. Wee Robot, which is based, of course, on the movie I, Robot with Will Smith. Ill Smith. He used to be ill. Now he's just sick. With Will Smith, you know, of course, with the robots and the robot taking over and the robot becoming like sentient. It's just... You know, I went to the theater to see all these movies. I was so into this stuff. And so to see it now happening in real time, in my lifetime, it's a little odd.
Oh, okay. How old is he?
Unfortunately, I don't want to say.
Yeah!
Elon, I mean, I got to tell you, this was I've seen all of the events. This was probably one of the coolest events that I saw, especially with all the, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff, like when the Optimus robot... when he was checking ID, I thought that was just so cool. And they all have like very cool, interesting, very non-robotic voices. One of them, you know, had a very southern accent. The other one had like a very... The whole thing is spooky. And you gotta remember something. It wasn't that long ago. It was like 2 years and 11 days before when he unveiled Optimus. It was like just around the corner. Now all of a sudden there's like a host of them. They like got an army of them. And of course, everybody's freaking out online. Everybody's like, that's it, the robot takeover's here. All I can think of is that I went to this new like sushi place that was like near the mall. We went there for Ethan's birthday because he just wanted to. And all the sushi came around on a little choo-choo train. And the robots came over. And they came over and they gave us... It was very fun. We actually went there because we thought, oh, it's going to be an interesting experience. Problem is, what if a lot of people want to do that? You don't got to tip robots, you see. That's the thing, because tipping's expensive, especially when you have inflation and everything else. You know, the waiter and the robot at the bar, Optimus, that was pouring the drinks, he didn't ask for a tip. He didn't care if he didn't get tipped. He just probably wants to be plugged in at the end of the night. They wait until that same AI that's in all of the cars and all the robots, probably in all of the spaceships, and all the satellites, you wait until that AI is like, oh, by the way, I'm in charge now. Maybe the AI already is in charge, but we're not going to tell anybody that because that would really freak people out. But of course, you know, the video that shows the robot doing stuff like, you know, it's watering the house plants and it's going around and it's cleaning, and it's, you know, it's bringing drinks over to friends. All just by the way, these things are going to cost something like $20,000 to $30,000, he thinks, right? Less than a car, he says. My first car was like just like $1,000. I got like a used car. But things have changed. But you look at all the featured people, and I got to tell you, they all live in like these perfect homes. They all are doing very well. I don't know if these robots are going to be in my house. I don't know if they're going to... They're probably not going to be in my house. Let's just put it that way, okay? I don't want to have to battle a robot. I don't want to do that. I'm already battling the AIs. Every time I write something that I know is truthful, I get a bunch of robots to come and attack me. Somebody was telling me to STFU. They said, that's right, STFU to me. And I'm going, I'm looking at the person, and the person just created an account like last week. I'm like, how can I really get you that upset in a week? AI is already a thing. It's everywhere. It's in every nook and cranny of everything. And so when you look at these new, you know, the robo-taxi that he gets into, which, by the way, looks very similar like the same car that Will Smith was driving in the movie iRobot. Or you look at the van. That really cool Art Deco futuristic van, because he says the future will look like the future. That's what Elon says. And I got to tell you, it's very cool. It's very cool. We're building and pick you up and then drive you home and you can just take a little snooze. I don't know. I kind of like driving. But he says in the future, driving's going to be like a luxury. It's going to be like, you know, because they're going to have so many robo-taxis. Where are the Uber drivers at? You don't got to tip the robo-taxi either. Think about them apples. What are you going to do, right, with everything so expensive? What are you going to do? Are you going to call an Uber driver and then get in their nasty car when you got, like, you know, gummy bears and stuff stuck in the wind? You're going to sit next to a baby seat, and the car smells of like, you know, musk, but not Elon Musk. So what are you going to do? Are you going to do that? Are you going to have the futuristic, cool-looking van come up and pick you up and then a bunch of people and then drive you to where you got to go for like a fee a month, $25 a month or whatever it is? I'm sure it's going to be more expensive. They say the future, 2030, this is the big agenda, right? You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And with the way all these crazy storms are and the ideas of these new, you know, 15-minute cities that are going up pretty much all over the place... You got big companies like, you know, Vanguard or BlackRock or I don't know, all those spooky companies that everybody's so scared of buying up all of this property, bought up a bunch of property before these things happen. And then people are crying foul. I'm just saying, I think that maybe if more people just focused on their lives and getting their act together and trusting in God, because there is a plan. In the grand scheme of things, all of this stuff may be working together because of what's coming. It may be working together for our good, if we're good. But I don't know. I don't know about universal basic income or universal basic high income, which is what Elon's talking about, because there are a lot of people are going to be put out of jobs. There's an Amazon Go store going in down the street. Where do you think I'm going to shop? You think I'm going to drive 20 minutes to my store? I probably will, because it's right next to my gym. And I love Giuseppe's. It's just a great place because it has the Italian music playing. I go in and it's like, oh, I'm home. But you go into Amazon Go and I don't know, you're going to get frisked by a robot or something. You just go in, you grab stuff and you leave. You know how much time that would save me? Today, I'm getting older. I'm 53 now. Time is so valuable. I literally do things to try to maximize my time. It's such an important thing. How much more time am I going to save by grabbing groceries, putting them in a bag, and just walking out? I mean, that's time that I could spend with my family. But then what, I got to worry about Beatrice, and I got to worry about Tommy and Guillermo? I got to worry about them because they don't get paid at the checkout. Because you don't need somebody to check you out. You just leave. And AI is just going to charge your account. Simple. You don't even got to like jam the chip in or slide it or tap it. They give you so many different options. They're like, oh, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this. Now you just grab your stuff and you leave. I don't know. I think that there's no way that we can't really outpace this by just saying we're not going to do it. Because I'm telling you, you're going to do it when nobody's looking. You're going to go into the Amazon store when nobody's looking. You're going to do it. You're going to go to the restaurant that you got to spend an extra $50 to tip the waiter well because you don't want to be rude. You always want to make sure that you do 25% or more depending on the service, because I was a waiter for so many years and a bartender for so many years. So I understand, you know, but tips are very important. But $50, if I could have a robot waiting on me, bringing me my food, taking my order, and not messing it up. Waiters are going to be out of jobs. People at the registers are going to be out of jobs. Everybody's going to be out of a job. Truckers are going to be out of a job. You're not going to need to, because they already got the trucks on the road that are electric, that are going. Robo-taxis, Uber drivers, it's going to be really sad for a lot of people, because you know what? I don't think what they understand is just cutting somebody a check doesn't make their life better. People need purpose. You need to know that you have value in the world. And if you go to work every day and you're like, I get to encourage people and drive them to work. Now you don't have that anymore. You got to find another way to be a blessing in the world. These are the things. But we got dark things going on and we got good things going on. How are we going to look at it? The world has flip-flopped. This is something that I've been talking about. The world is flip-flopped. We are now in what I call bizarro world. It's something like I said was coming a couple of years ago. On February 25th, 2024, I did a video that it says the shift has hit. The mark, the rapture, and the switch into Stranger Things. In that video, if you take a look at the thumbnail here, I'll blow it up. You see there's two wizards there. You see a young Harry Potter like Elon Musk wizard, and then you see the Trumpster with a wizard with his special golden shoes, which, by the way, I triple dog dare Elon to wear. I think he should wear them. I think he should wear them. The transformation will be complete. But ironically, I did this show where I had these two wizards and I talked about, ironically enough, Bizarro World. 222 days. I'm laughing because Danielle, the Dan, she makes jokes because she always tells me about the dates and the numbers and everything else. Because I'm always telling her the numbers. Now she's telling me, she's like, you started out at the 7-Eleven, and it's like, you got the 111, you got the 222, you got all these different numbers. And I say, okay, well, I'm sorry, honey, but this is interesting. She goes, don't tell me, I know. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days ago. That's her big thing. I told Lance this on the phone. He laughed hysterically. But that's my wife. She's very funny. But it's true. 222 days before Elon declared he was dark MAGA. I said he was going to be a dark MAGA. I did. I put out a post. I'm like, why don't you come up with a new slogan? Why don't we have dark MAGA? And of course, look at the dates. That's all I am on the channel. That's all I do. I do a little speculating. I come on here. I borrow Ethan's shirt. He's 13. So I can, you know, feel like a superhero when I come on here, especially if I'm going to have to do battle with humanoid robots that are going to take over the world. But before Elon came on with his cool little black hat and he says, I'm dark MAGA, I put the two of them together. But here's even weirder. In that same video, I talked about Bizarro Superman. Because at the time, there was a cartoon and Bizarro Superman had to go to an alternate reality. Like there was a flip. Here's weird. I'm recalling this video because, of course, of the two sorcerers coming together, Dark Maga and Maga, which, by the way, Invisidon, if you don't know him, he's very cool on X. You should check his out. He's very funny and very, very smart guy. He put out a post where he was showing the yin and the yang. And he's like, I don't know what this is all about. He's like, what's with the yin and the yang everywhere? Ivanka's wearing the yin and the yang. Trump had the yin and the yang. You know the yin and the yang. It's like the dark and the light coming together. Well, ironically, earlier that day, I had been listening to a clip that I came across with Joe Rogan where he was talking about how two particles, when they're quantum entangled, they look like a yin and the yang. And I go, this is interesting because this is happening the same time that Dark Maga gets together with Maga. The yin and the yang, the dark and the light. At the same time, after I'm, you know, blown away by the fact that they finally took Dark Maga, they took my advice and they brought it out to light, I was watching Amazon Prime and I was watching The Lord of the Rings, you know, the prequel. And the episode that aired the very same night when they were in Butler and they were doing their big rally was the Dark Wizard and Gandalf, the White Wizard, coming together for the first time. That's a little bit coincidental, if you think. But what's more coincidental is that when Elon was jumping up and down and looking a little weird, he was having a good time. The very same jump seems to be on the staff of the Dark Wizard. I mean, it's weird. Speaking of bizarre, bizarro, so there was also pictures going around where Elon was shaking the hands of presidents and he was looking like he wanted to eat their brains. He was looking very scary. And Invisidon, I guess it's Biff Tannen on X, he like shared this image, this kind of like remake of the, and he looked like Bizarro Superman, which got me to think of the same video that I did. So I go back, my goodness gracious, I said it was going to be like Bizarro Superman and Superman. Elon is like so much more interesting and unique. And the Trumpster's just very, he's, you know, so Trumpster's not jumping up and down. One of them's looking a little bizarro. The other one's looking a little more presidential. But I'm not putting either of them down. I'd be the guy jumping on stage too. But what I'm getting at is that he put out this picture and it looked like Bizarro. It's interesting. But what's more interesting is what I said in that video. And let me just, I'll play a little bit of it. He's pointing to Wario, who, right? This is Bizarro Land. I gotta tell you, Elon was funny in this. He was funny in this. But there you have the M. There you have the W. You have the 13, the 23. The tables are being flipped. This is Bizarro World. What do? I say there's got to be something about Bizarro Superman. And there is. Superman, listen to this. This is crazy. This is crazy because this is just out. His most underrated adversary, and that would be, of course, Bizarro Superman, becomes, get this, an ultimate magic user. He uses magic. He uses special shoes. Special golden ruby red shoes. By the way, do you know that the slippers weren't ruby red? They were silver originally. Another alchemical metal. Silver, gold. Silver and gold, right? He uses magic. So you know what Superman has to do? He's got to make friends with an old enemy. And who's that enemy? Well, the Joker. The craziest person in this reality, in Bizarro World, is the most rational and the sanest. So Superman from this reality has to team up with the Joker to overcome the magic of Bizarro Superman. Let me put this in terms that you can understand. Superman and Bizarro Superman would be a symbol of Christ and the Antichrist. Everything's being turned on its head. Flipped. Bizarro World indeed. Now, I should point out that 222 days from him saying Dark MAGA is also a 7-11 as well. I think it's like 7 months and 11 days or something. A lot of weird coinky-dinky-doos. Now, that morning, the morning of the Butler rally, I actually, for whatever reason, I kept coming across this, you know, picture of the palmistry. I'm not into any of that stuff, but they said, if you have the M in your palm, if you have the M in your palm, then this is what you are. And I said, I thought that was interesting. So I looked and I'm like, oh, cool. I got an M. So I put it online and I said, where are my M's at? And that little post with the palm, like went viral. It went viral. It was just weird because it was a mark. Now, stranger is that when I'm looking into the bizarro stuff and the sorcerer stuff, that whole video, I'm talking about the mark because it was connected to McDonald's. Remember when McDonald's did the flip and it went to McDonald's? It like went into a different alternate reality. And we discussed this in many videos. It's just strange that there's the M on my hand, same day, you know, they're doing that, and same video that has Bizarro, which has the sorcerers, which has everything else, which tells me that this is why I never get invited to barbecues, because try explaining this to somebody that hasn't watched me for a long time and knows that this is totally sane. This is totally sane. So, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? We got sorcerers, we got robots, We probably are going to learn more about the aliens now because a big whistleblower just dumped a bunch of stuff about the jellyfish UFOs that I was talking about long before people were mentioning the jellyfish UFOs. This one right here, they say, is like a leaked picture. Oh, we are entering into bizarro world indeed. It's all so strange, but it's all cool, right? What else you got to do? It's better than watching Netflix and Hulu and any of the other ones. You got, make sure that you're subscribed to my channel. Make sure that you hit the like button. You leave a comment. You tell me what you think. And you tell all your friends about how wild the world is. And make sure you say it was 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days ago. So that seals the deal. All right. I love each and every one of you. I hope you have the best day ever. Please do me a favor. If you want to support the channel, just go into the link in the description. Get yourself a God's Championship. Get it for your kids so they can go around and they can feel like the Superman. Make sure you get it extra small so that you can't really breathe when you're wearing it, because that makes it a lot more fun. And another thing, before you go, I want to show you something. I got this, remember, because of the tinnitus, that's the terrible tinnitus. I said, let me see if I can do it. I got superpowers, baby. I love each and every one of you. Enjoy the trailer to my novel. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.